We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we are back here for the 9 o'clock hour. Kenny Smith from Inside the NBA on TNT and a former NBA player, but does sit between Shaq and, of course, Charles Barkley in there. And one fun show to watch. He'll join us coming up here in about a half an hour from now. So we'll talk to him about the Orlando bubble and the NBA and who some of the favorites might be as we get set, man, right around the corner from playing some basketball games. And next thing you know, we'll be into playoffs, find out where the Heat fit into things, find out what Kenny thinks about the Miami Heat. All that stuff we'll have. 305-567-0560. I love we're talking about the Madden NFL 21 ratings. Some of the stuff, especially for the top guys, is already out, including four players that got the perfect 99 rating. Mahomes, Donald, Gilmore, and McCaffrey.
All deserving. All deserving.
Not bad. Actually, the only guy is, and I'm still not sure, unless it's you have to do it for more than 1 year. Lamar Jackson's numbers for a 94 rating, I didn't quite understand. We may never have that kind of year ever again to lead the league in touchdown passes and end up, what, third, fourth, fifth in rushing, whatever it was, top five or six, with more than 1,200 yards. It was just a sick season.
Right.
And but outside of that, I get it. The rankings actually on the quarterbacks, that came out too. Mahomes 1, Wilson 2, and Jackson 3. I think Russell Wilson's really good, so I don't have a problem with that. But Lamar Jackson has bounced ahead of the future Hall of Famer club of Breeze, Brady, and Rodgers, who came in at 4th, 5th, and 6th. So I'm guessing there's a lot of information that goes into this, right?
Yeah.
All of it. I don't think Madden just throws this out of their rear end and puts it down. They must have a lot that goes into it, numbers. The only thing I never know, do you have to do it? Is it more than 1 year's work, or is it what have you done for me lately?
Well, I mean, Lamar came into last season before his, obviously, MVP season. He had a 76 rating. Russell Wilson before last season had a 91 rating. So I'm assuming at this point that Lamar keeps it up. He'll just be in that 90 to 94 and up club, or 93 and up club, for, you know, until he has a drop-off season or a really bad season, because you see Drew Brees, like you said, Brady and Rodgers. I mean, Rodgers has an 89 rating, and 2 years ago he was a 99. Like, he was one of those top dogs just 2 years ago. So he's obviously dropped a little bit because he's getting older. But I'm just assuming the Lamar Jackson question also, and I, when you read the ESPN article on it, in 2004, Michael Vick, I don't know if he had a 99 rating or not, but it almost was unfair to use him in the game. They made him so good. Like, Lamar Jackson's got one of the fastest guys in the game anyway, regardless. Like, it's almost going to be unfair to use him when you play Madden because he's so good at quarterback. And Mahomes obviously is good. Obviously, he's a 99, and Russell Wilson a 97. But even with all that said, I still would probably play with Baltimore because of how good of an athlete he's going to be in that game anyway.
Well, I would say this about Michael Vick, who gets brought up a lot with things. I think Michael Vick, if Michael Vick and Lamar had a foot race, Michael Vick would would win. I think he's that fast. I think Michael Vick was crazy, but the overall running and what Jackson's done, his shiftiness, his balance, and some of the stuff that he's done in the open field is ridiculous how good he is. And he's obviously fast. And I think two things he wouldn't do. He said, only talk to me about playing quarterback and I'm not running a 40.
Right.
Because I don't want you to even put in your head that I could be a receiver or a slot, you know, and all that talk. By the way, how stupid does everybody look that thought that? Like every guy that came out and said,
right,
Lamar Jackson can't play quarterback, they should have to all come clean like, all right, it was me. I'm a general manager and I didn't see it. I saw Louisville and I thought, great athlete. And first thing we want to do is make all those great athletes slot receivers.
I think he has 2 or 3 years, like, close. I mean, obviously, maybe not exactly like last season's numbers, but 2 or 3 or 4 years like that where he's just that dominant of a player that we're going to be giving all those guys before the draft, the pre-draft guys, like you said, the Dr. Z treatment like we do with the Marino stuff. Like, I think at that point you're going to have to. 1 year is fine, but if he goes 2 or 3 years where he's, like, one of the most dominant, if not the most dominant quarterback.
Zach, he just won the MVP.
I understand that.
You don't tell a guy that he should be a running back. He won the MVP.
I understand that. But what if he has a severe drop-off? I mean, severe.
So, I would just say, look, I don't know if he can do it again, what he just did, running the football. And teams maybe we're going to make some adjustments. But that's a damn good football team.
Like, yep,
that,
it is.
That team is.
He's not even the highest-ranked guy in his own team. That's surprising to me. The MVP of last year is not even the highest ranked guy on Madden on his own team. It's Calais.
Yeah, well, Calais is.
Right, but I'm just saying, good, this was the MVP last year.
It's still hard to imagine, you know, like Lamar's already. Zach, I mean, you can give him, and I'm not saying you're wrong about, well, we got to see it more. What he's done in his record in a year and a half as a starting quarterback, and
it's
in your one full year, you win the MVP. And by the way, it wasn't even close. It was his MVP because it's for regular season. He was the friggin' MVP. They won the most games. He was the guy. That already makes everybody that said he was a slot receiver look real bad. And the one team that didn't miss on it is a team that seems to have their together more than everybody else, the Baltimore Ravens, because it made everybody look bad. Now, you had to make adjustments, but that's part of Baltimore. Baltimore says, hey, this is what he does. Let's do it. Got a big arm, but he can run. Let's run the hell out of that read option. And that was
it works, right?
So, yeah, I just the Lamar thing, and he was on yesterday, and it was pretty funny in the interview they did on ESPN. You know what? Two quarterbacks are ahead of you. And he goes, well, Mahomes. And then he got stuck on the second one. Oh. And they go, oh, Russell Wilson. He goes, oh, yeah. And I was cracking up a little bit. But
surprising that Russell got over him, though. It is surprising that Russell is the second or third best quarterback, whatever you want to rank him 1 through 3 in the league.
Are the three dudes right there.
But those are the three best, right? Not even a question.
Those are the three big cats right there. That Mahomes, Wilson, and Jackson of just a little different style of play. All three of them bring a little something different. But, yeah, that was unbelievable. Now we got to find out how long Jackson will do it, because if he plays again, his contract's going to be, you know, he's like, all right, extension time. If now he's got to win some playoff games. They've lost their first game in the playoffs 2 years in a row with him as a starting quarterback. And unfortunately, that's the way we look at everything. But, man, I sure would like – he'd be fun to have as your starting quarterback and some of the stuff that he does. My gosh, man. And got to add a really good offensive line last year.
Right.
I don't know what it's going to look like, but that thing was really, really good and fun to watch. They just – we saw it up close. They could pound you and they could pass protect. And it made for all kinds of problems.
He's got good weapons also, skill players on that team. Really good skill players on that team, too, offensively. Yeah, and that defense is really good also. That might be the best team top to bottom on the roster-wise in the league.
Well, I always say I'd like to have Kansas City's problem, where they've got so many good draft picks
that
they're having trouble signing all those guys. I want to see the Dolphins. People ask, what do you want to see them get to? Well, obviously, playoffs. But I want to see their drafts get to a point where they have so many good players, they got to decide who to give extensions to and who not to. Because Kansas City, you don't win a Super Bowl by accident or something. You just put together. It was homegrown, man, and it's got a bunch of really good players. One of the best wide receivers, the most explosive. Kelsey's a third-round pick. Right. Tyreek Hill, the fifth-round pick I just mentioned. Chris Jones, a second-round pick. And maybe the best pass rushing tackle, defensive tackle. And they went out and got Fisher, who's a first-round pick, as one of your tackles. Schwartz on the other side is not homegrown. But they, I want to have those problems. We're like, wow, how do we? Because now guys want to play there.
Of course.
They're now going to get a little bargain on certain guys saying, well, hell, man, I want to be part of this thing. Andy Reid's a cool guy, fun to play for. Mahomes and those guys, they look like they have fun. Now we'll see if they can show back up this year and put it all together.
The talent on that team is ridiculous. And not that we're keeping the Madden theme here for a second. The Kansas City Chiefs have six guys on their team ranked 90 or higher. The AFC East altogether has four.
Wow.
We're just keeping with that theme. Diggs is 92. Dolphins don't have a 90 guy. Patriots, Gilmore, and McCourty, and the Jets have Jamal Adams. Those are the only 90 guys in the entire AFC East.
Well, Gilmore won Defensive Player of the Year. And I get it.
But the Kansas City Chiefs have six guys that are 90 or better. The AFC East doesn't have – the AFC East altogether has four.
Got great players. I mean, I'm guessing some of their tackles, their offensive tackles – they may have the best pair of offensive tackles, or I don't want to say the best, because let me see. There was a team. Oh yeah. That team in Tennessee also had two really good tackles. But they had two damn good ones playing together. Right. Those guys are pretty damn special. Anyway.
Mahomes 99, Kelsey 97, Mitchell Schwartz 96, Tyreek Hill 96, Honey Badger 93, Chris Jones 92. Those are the rankings.
Jesus.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
That's a pretty good list right there. The other thing we were talking about is most disliked owner, since we're doing this Daniel Snyder thing, who just listening to a guy that covers him, like John Keim, he just sounds like he's not real big on doing stuff. And I don't know if it's because he's been burned or whatever, but he's not a very liked guy. For whatever it is, and has fought and had lawsuits, and it's been real bad. The only other guy I can think of in the most disliked owner club that's close and is probably ahead of him and might be by himself is James Dolan, the owner of the New York Knicks. I can't think of anybody else that you can put in the category, especially of James Dolan, who really doesn't get it. Really doesn't get it at all, right? Not even close.
Not even close, Joe. I mean, not even close.
And, you know, this we're the New York Knicks. Come play for us. You're a top free agent. You'll want to come here. And since Carmelo Anthony, and they thought that was going to be magic, only to find out nobody wants to play with Carmelo Anthony either. So that didn't work. So
Remember their big signings, Amari Stoudemire, Carmelo Anthony. Those are their top the last top dogs to go to New York.
And you know, and Stoudemire came in on bad knees, man.
Right. Gave him $100 million on bad knees.
Wasn't even close to being the same guy.
To take a shot at Carmelo, who, by the way, looks very skinny. I don't know if you saw him recently.
I did see that. I thought that was pretty good that he did, man.
Is he playing? He's not playing, is he?
He's sick of you taking shots at him, Joe. Right.
I think he is playing, Zach.
He is going to play. Okay.
I think Carmelo. I didn't see an opt out with.
No, he's good to go. I mean, he looks like he weighs about 150 pounds.
I wonder how he finally figured it out, because he's been heavy like his. He's always like just look not not LeBron Dwayne-like. Let's just put it that way with his
150 pounds, 200 pounds, 400 pounds, still can't play defense.
No.
He still ain't passing the ball. Right.
I don't think at this point he's worried about that, but I do give him credit. He played better with Portland than I thought he was. I was wrong. I was wondering if he's going to make it through the season, you know, and they're like, hey, man, he ended up, man, I don't know what Portland's going to do in these playoffs, but they got a pretty good team, actually. That's not a bad team with everybody they have. We'll see.
Their center's playing pretty well.
Which one? The new one that they got back? The one that just came back from injury?
You know which one I'm talking about.
I don't know who you're talking about.
The one who's all over social media with the Mickey Mouse ears.
Oh, my God. There's a guy that...
He is made for the bubble, by the way.
Oh,
to stay in his own room, he is made for that.
You know it's killing him. He can't go to Disney World every day. You know it's killing him.
Right.
Don't worry. They're opening up the park for the players. I think they said they were going to open up like a handful of rides for them, like after hours, so they can go over there.
Nobody is going to enjoy it more than our old Miami Heat Center. Right. Nobody will enjoy it as much as he has, for sure.
I don't think they need to do it after hours, by the way. If you've seen videos of people that have actually been in the park in the last couple of days, there was one guy who posted a video who walked around for like 7 straight minutes and didn't see anyone else.
Really?
There's 5-minute waits on every ride now. I kind of want to go, but...
I looked on the Disney app yesterday while I was sitting around in the afternoon.
There's no wait.
And then I looked at wait times on the app. And, like, you look at Space Mountain and, like, the big rides they have there. It's usually, like, 180 minutes or whatever. I think Space Mountain at one point yesterday was a 5-minute wait.
I don't know why you guys aren't going up there, man. Take the vacation and get up there right now.
Well, listen, Joe, I'm very pro-mask, as you know. But walking around that place in the middle of the summer with that thing on the face.
Nope.
That's questionable.
Hey, listen, man, you can't have it both ways. You can't sit here and preach the mask and then...
No, I could preach a mask. I wear it when I need to, but I'm not wearing it for 4 hours in the park.
I'm not saying I wouldn't wear one if I went. I'm saying I don't know that I want to walk around in that Orlando heat for 8 hours, one on my face.
Right.
It's still mind-boggling that we're 4 months into this thing. We're looking at these numbers by health officials that are coming out with them, numbers given out every day, that we still have people who seem to be pretty smart people, educated people, people that read books and people that went to, you know, school and got good grades and all that stuff. They're still fighting the mask. And it's really the only thing we have. And I get it's a pain. I get it. I've left my house 14 times without one. Only had to turn around and go back, or one time just stayed in the car while my wife went in because she remembered hers.
You should have just tried to bull rush your way into wherever you were going.
Oh, that would have been a great video.
That'd be a great video. Oh,
oh, man.
You guys.
Just run into public screaming freedom.
Follow me to freedom. Or to the deli.
That they may take our lives.
This is Joe at Publix.
Oh, freedom!
Can you imagine if I did something like that?
There was a horse sound in the back. It does sound like you could be riding around in Davie.
Well, first of all, my ass ain't getting on no horse. Had me a bad experience as a horse as a kid. I told those relatives of mine, those little country redneck, some of those relatives that were, well, they belonged to my mom and dad. They were relatives of my mom and dad. But they had horses, and I was like, hell no. I saw my cousin, who was my age, get bucked off and break his arm. I said, it's your turn. Hell no, it ain't my turn, because I ain't getting on that horse. That horse sees fear with me, and I see fear with that horse.
I mean, you are technically pushing the weight limit for a horse, aren't you?
No. Those big horses, they could take the biggest person you can think of.
Mm.
Now they're fine. Don't worry about it.
Really, the biggest person I can think of?
No, I'm just saying, if you're a big person, you can get on a horse.
People that are the size of small horses,
it's really a dumb thing you're trying to bring up. Like, it, What do you think? I'm talking about a miniature horse or something, you dumbass? Come on.
A pony. Joe rides a pony around Davey.
God. You always do this to me, man.
You see the thing like walking around? It's like struggling and sweating.
A camel. We might as well wear a camel.
You might as well just call it Mr. Ed and go, oh, get this guy off me. He's a fat ass. Like, come on, man. You're better than that. Why do you do that?
He's not better than that. You don't have to say he's not better than that.
I just didn't know if there was like an unwritten rule of like a weight limit for horses.
No, that's still, I'm not even going to answer you. It's like crazy. Well, you think everybody's got to be like 5'7", 100 pounds to get on a horse? You need to come
well,
out
maybe
here
maybe not 6'5", 300.
Who are you talking about?
Your feet drag on the floor when you're on that thing?
You haven't seen me in 4 months, and there you go. Why is it late in the show you start taking physical you've been taking
shots at me? Because he's awake now. Hollywood woke up.
Oh, my God. All right. Hey, we're going to have Kenny Smith.
Three-plus hours of talking to myself in this empty room.
Right.
That must be good. Call your wife.
How's the TV?
You have a minute.
What are you watching on TV?
You want to explain that one, Zach?
Nope.
We haven't paid our cable bill, so there's no
TV.
Yeah,
the channel that says, please pay your bill is flashing.
Pay your bill.
So I didn't even get Korean baseball this morning. I just hope they get it ready for by Thursday night footy.
All right, good.
That airs in the morning.
Listen, call your wife. Tell your wife you need a friend. Just call her for 2 seconds. Go, honey, I just wanted to say hi. I needed to.
She hates me right now. That's not going to work.
That's not surprising.
You know what? I'm glad Zach said that because right now I'm going to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. Oh, the Chevy SUV family is on fire. I should start with the Tahoes and the Suburbans because they're fantastic. And if you need space and you're getting ready to cruise down to the Keys or maybe head up to Orlando, oh, boy, Tahoes and Suburbans, they're hard to beat. They got even roomier if that's possible. We got the Chevy Open Road Sales event going on right now. It's a great opportunity, especially for a lot of people, like just maybe you lost your job and doing side jobs and need a truck. The Silverado trucks are fantastic. We got the perfect truck. Whether you need a working truck, a family truck, or a combo truck, we got it for you, man. And then, of course, the SUV family with Chevy is fantastic. The 2020 Traverse really makes every drive worth the trip. It's so fun. The midsize SUV is spacious enough to accommodate a big family, yet doesn't compromise any style. Of course, the Equinox SUV is a little smaller, but man, it's got everything you need. It really does. And finally, the 2020 Chevy Blazer is smoking hot. What a great look. Hey, go out. If you're looking for SUVs, no matter what size it is, go get yourself a great deal and take a test drive today at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Find your reason to switch to your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going
to ride till I can't
move. This is Joe around Davey. Kenny the Jet Smith going to join us here in a couple minutes. Let me give you a little update. I can't even read what I have to read. Great song there. I'll give a little COVID-19 update powered by AirPros. $79 service call. Call the pros at no AirPros. acrepair.com. The new numbers will come out at around 11 a.m. This morning. As of yesterday, Florida had a one-day increase of 12,624 cases. Miami-Dade's increase 3,269. Broward's increase 1,459. Monroe had 39 more cases than they did the day before. Florida now up to 282,435 COVID-19 cases. This update on COVID-19 powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know AirPros, acrepair.com.
We got to get Woody out to, I know you're downtown in a condo in downtown Miami and they don't have horses, but maybe like on a weekend, if you're looking for something to do, your ass ought to come to Davey and you can see those horses that you're making fun of. Hey, we got special guests.
Right, Joe, right. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Kenny the Jet Smith from Inside the NBA, TNT, joining us right now. Kenny, good morning. Thanks for the time. Hope you and the family are doing well and staying safe.
Hey, man, how are you? Definitely Kenny, staying safe.
Kenny, thank you, man, and thanks for coming on. Hey, Kenny, I got to tell you, man. like a lot of people missing that show. The other day was one of the funniest things. Shaq not in Charles top 10 all time, and you guys having fun with it and following up with he would be 12 or 13 or something. I laughed so hard. And Shaq's reaction, man. Kenny, that's the way that show goes all the time. What'd you think, man?
Well, we have a lot of fun, I think, overall, you know, with all everything kind of coming back with the NBA. I think the familiarity of what we do probably will be the only normal part of the
right.
I think of the games.
Hey, Kenny, I always wonder, and I don't want to just talk about the show, but obviously we're big fans of your show that you guys have. Do you think most of the players get it, whether it's Charles or yourself or saying something? You think guys aren't as thin-skinned as they used to be when they know what your job is and the entertainment factor? And the fact is they all watch when they're not playing.
Well, I think at times, you know, if you're being critiqued, I think anyone has some, you know, back mind thought about, man, is it, why are they getting at me? But I think the one thing that we try to stay focused on is, you know, we don't really talk about guys' character in terms of their heart, their passion. Those are things you can't measure. But I can measure the fact that you didn't get back on defense, and, you know, and that would have helped your team win, have won. So I think those are the things I think that they do appreciate, because we do stay on a basketball format instead of things that you can't measure.
Right. Kenny, all right, so the bubble obviously has started in Orlando. Is there any kind of food that you would break the bubble to go out and get, like these two guys did already, to get 10 more days quarantined in a room? I'm just trying to think of the one food or restaurant that would get me to break that bubble. I can't even think of it. Is there a food? When you heard that story, jokingly or not, that had to make you kind of just shake your head a little bit that two guys broke that, right?
Well, no, there's no food that'll make me. I'm pretty sure there's some food Charles would break it for, but for me, there's no food that would make me go back to quarantine for 10 days or 4 days or 3 days where I can't see anybody. There's nothing that would make me do that.
Hey, Kenny, with the Orlando bubble and the talk, and if we're stay healthy enough and the coronavirus stays away from the players and are able to get through this, you still feel that the favorites are the guys that had the best records, the teams, the Clippers, Lakers, and Milwaukee? Would be the teams to beat, or do things change now with the long layoff for you?
Oh, I think things change dramatically with the long layoff. I think this is a new season. I don't look at it as a continuation. This is you dropped into the middle of a tournament. You know, you have guys coming in and out. You have some of the best players in the world not there yet with Russell Westbrook, things like that. So this is not your normal continuation. You know, if it was 30 days or 2 weeks and then the season continued, this is a new season. This is a tournament, and we're going to see who wins.
Kenny, I know everybody wants to win the championship. I don't think there's any teams there in the that are going to at least be in that last 16 that don't want think they could win a championship or want to win a championship. But how focused do you think a certain player in L.A., and I mean for the Lakers, LeBron James, is going to be legacy-wise to try to win this championship and make sure he gets number 4?
I don't think there's anything different. I don't think his mindset probably is different. I wouldn't imagine. If we've seen him be at his best, you know, 9 out of the last 10 years, he's been in the finals. He understands, you know, what it takes to win in this era. And, you know, he understands what makes him great. So I don't think there's – I don't think because it's dropped in Orlando is going to change his mindset. But I do think that it's not a continuation of last year. This is a new season. Here you are with guys jumping again, jumping in and out. Rondo now being hurt. Like, it's not the same season.
Who's got the best team? I still like the Clippers overall from top to bottom. What team you feel is the most loaded team right now in the NBA, Kenny?
I would say, you know, from last year, it's Clippers, Lakers, and Milwaukee. But again, I think, you know, this is – when you take 3 to 4 months off, you have guys who are coming back. you know, guys who are coming back who are going into their next year. I think John Morant, this is what John Morant will look like in season two. This is what Luka will look like in season three. Like, this is not the continuation. So these guys are going to be, you know, Porzingis. This is what he's going to look like if this was next year. So I think some of the younger players are going to look extremely good because they're going to have an idea of what the league was. They know what to work on. They had time to look at film. They had the time to correct some things. They're going to have a different confidence, I think, than they've ever had.
Kenny, can we spend a little time with the Miami Heat with you? What do you think about that group going to Orlando and their chances?
Just as good as any. You know, again, Tyler Hero and all of those young players that are on the Heat are coming. None. Those guys are coming back, like, in their next season. So they're going to be, I think, extremely confident about what they could do in the league. You know, obviously with Butler and the rest of the gang, I think that they have a great chance. They're defensive-minded. There is no such thing as home court advantage anymore. So they're not playing games on the road, those young players. It's a totally different scenario.
Kenny, I know during the quarantine we were all searching for stuff to watch or stuff to do, but The Last Dance kept a lot of us each week for 2 hours on Sunday nights kind of occupied. What'd you think about the documentary with Jordan, and what was it like for someone who did get to play against him in that NBA and won a championship while he was out? But what'd you think about the doc and playing against Mike?
I mean, I thought it was great. I mean, obviously playing with him at University of North Carolina, you have some kind of thought process of what he's like. And I was just more surprised than anything that he kind of unveiled, you know, pulled back the curtain about how he thought. I think as a player and as someone who kind of, you know, knows him somewhat, I wasn't really surprised about how he thought. I was just surprised that he was letting everybody in on that thought process.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. But I got to tell you, man, that was great. And I thought it was great for the NBA during the time to get that thing released. Was really fun for all of us that were MJ fans. And I loved his makeup even more after I found out some of how hard he was. Some of the guys that we had come on the show, Kenny, were like, man, I don't know about him talking to me or calling me out like that, or even the physical stuff in practice. I'm sure you've heard that too. Was that more old school, or is that just, hey, man, that's what you got with Michael Jordan? How'd you look at that part of it?
Well, I think if you had a documentary about any team over 3 years, you're going to have, when you have a great team, you're going to have those type of moments. So I wasn't surprised, again, about that. I think for me, you know, maybe I'm just from being from New York, I'm a little bit more abrasive, so... You know, I played with him, so those things didn't bother me. I enjoyed playing with guys that did that. I enjoyed playing with him. I enjoyed playing with guys like Vernon Maxwell, Hakeem Olajuwon, you know, that had an intense passion to play at a high level. So, you know, for me, again, that wasn't the surprising part. The surprising part was him telling us that. You know, that was surprising to me.
So for you in the NBA, you know, obviously we saw the stories with the Bulls and how the Pistons had to get by the Celtics and the Bulls had to get by the Pistons, you know, and just kind of the run that was in the East. What was it for you like in the Western Conference when you were with the Rockets? What was that team that you had to get by, or the hardest opponent you guys had as that Rockets team when you were getting into the finals and winning the championship?
I think it was the same. Well, I think it was a couple teams, honestly. But San Antonio, obviously, you know, 1 year they had David Robinson and Dennis Rodman, you know, in the front court.
Right.
So two of the top 50 players at the time of all time did that. And then the same Utah Jazz team that the Bulls beat.
Right.
You know, that was a difficult team. But that's the exact same team that we beat to get to the finals a couple years. So, you saw the teams that they beat. You know, we had to go through pretty much the same, you know, the same way to get NBA championships, but we just had to do it in the earlier rounds.
Yeah. Hey, Kenny, let's talk about something really cool you're doing, this virtual basketball camp for, you know, for basically anybody in the country through live streaming. Talk about that and coming up with the idea and some of the people you have involved with you that are going to be there.
Well, you know, obviously through social distancing and the pandemic, you know, it's like I just looked around and I said, why should that stop the development of someone who wants to make their AAU team, make their high school team, make their middle school team, or even be one of your best players? For me, the most fundamental thing that I thought that made me an NBA player was my individual workouts. My individual workouts were the one thing that helped me become an NBA player. And so what I've created is Jet Academy, where virtually you come on and you go live. That differentiates it. You go live with myself, Kemba Walker, Trae Young, Victor Oladipo, all NBA All-Stars. You come on with Brittany Griner, WNBA MVP Breonna Stewart, and we become your personal trainer for an hour and a half. And you work out, and you do their workout and the workouts that they've done. And again, at JetAcademyCamp.com, JetAcademyCamp.com. And again, to me, that was the single most thing that made me, to me, an NBA player was my individual workouts. Not all of the games, not the AAU games, not the summer league games, but the individual work I put in the summertime.
First week of the camp starts July 20th. Go through the 24th, then you got the 27th through the 31st, the 3rd through the 7th, and the 10th through the 14th. JetAcademyCamp.com is the website.
Oh,
I got to ask you this.
Just to add on to it, my guy Shaq gave everyone a big Shaq code. So he loved the idea. So anyone who puts in the code Big Shaq, they get $35 off the entry fee. So it's less than almost, depending on the program you take, it's less than a dollar a day to be part of this. So again, JetAcademyCamp.com. And again, the single most reason I feel that makes you a great player is your individual work.
Yeah, awesome.
Hey, Kenny, it's been great having you, man. We really appreciate it. I know you're making the rounds around the country today. Thanks for making some time for us there. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that was Kenny the Jet Smith. Once again, that website, JetAcademyCamp.com, for his virtual NBA. And NBA players going there are really good, but a little basketball camp for the kiddies out there starting on July 20th.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Got a lot more stuff to get to. Stay with us. You're a real comedian today, man. You're a real comedian. Let me ask you two before we get to the text machine. Either one of you two been on a horse?
Once. As a kid. That's it. Once. Did not like it. Did not enjoy it.
Woody, you ever been on a horse?
Yeah, I went on a horse ride. We did like a camp out for Indian guides. This was a long time ago, and the horse took off a little bit, and I smashed my head on a branch.
Sorry.
So I don't ride them anymore after that situation.
That would have been kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys would have got a kick out. I was really young.
Oh,
though, so.
That would have been funny.
Man.
All right, we got to check
I'm
in.
I'm actually kind of scared of them now.
I'm sure.
By the way, if you're scared, they know you're scared. They look at you and go, look at this soft-ass dude scared the hell of me right now. 305-567-0560. I don't know, but we got a lot of horses out here in Davie.
Well, I saw a video the other day. A woman went up to a horse and thought, you know, like a police horse, and thought she'd be funny and, like, touch its ass. And she got kicked right in the face.
Right.
Never walk
most people
up
like
a horse.
I thought most people know that like horses kick if you're behind them.
You don't walk up behind a horse.
No, I'm good. Thanks. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota, 560 the Joe text line. After the pandemic, the only animal Joe is going to be able to ride is an elephant.
See, that's cold, man.
The only horse that could carry Joe will be a Clydesdale.
I just want to let you know I'm under the weight I started at. I just want to let you know. And I've been miserable at times doing it, but I have got my weight under what it was before this thing started 4 months ago.
Who will have a bigger head, the horse or Joe?
I can't change that.
Have you ever ridden an elephant?
I've never seen it. Well, I've seen elephant at zoos, but I've never. Right. Wait. You're dying answering you. Go ahead.
You can ride elephants in like Thailand, I think, and stuff.
I've never been to Thailand. Have you ever been to Thailand?
And I'm probably not going.
Right.
I don't think that's on the top 10 trips to make.
No. Maybe you can ride an elephant in France when you take your wife.
That ain't happening either. No, that is not looking good.
Right. Joe asked Hollywood if he's ever seen the video from the 70s of Zonka and Kick on Horses as Butch and Sundance. I'm guessing he has not seen that.
He has not seen that.
No.
Yeah. If they could find a horse for Andre the Giant in the Princess Bride movie, they could find a horse for Joe. Good God. You're getting crushed, Joe.
There's big guys that get on horses. There's like... I don't know.
Yeah, but the horses don't enjoy it.
How do you know? Do you talk to a horse?
Because look at horse racing. The jockeys are all light.
Those are racing horses, man. We're talking about plow horses.
Those dudes are like 4.5 feet tall. Also, they ride the horses.
Yeah, they got to be.
The hell is the difference in a racing horse and a plow horse? Did you just make that up?
No, they're different. Different. What else you got?
Someone said basketball. Ernie and Doral talking basketball a little bit says, what I'm concerned about is with LeBron playing basketball in July through August, we all know how he performs in the heat. I think that was a little shot at LeBron there, huh?
I'm guessing they'll have plenty of air conditioning in that place. He's not going to get that San Antonio sweat through your suit deal. That ain't going to happen.
Andy from South Carolina texts in and says, good morning, guys. I got to wear a mask 9 hours at work, and I wear a mask when I go out. It's not a big deal, folks. There you go.
Yep. The stories come out every day. It's incredible. Still, like, not going to do it. Don't care what these numbers look like. Not going to do it.
Someone asked, is Disney forcing people to wear masks throughout the whole week in the park? I believe so. I believe if you're in the park, you have to wear a mask. Someone said there are mask relief areas in Disney if you wanted to go. Yeah, I didn't have no idea. Yeah.
Did not mask relief areas?
Right. I did not know about that. Jedi text in says the ratings or attributes on Madden haven't been good or accurate on Madden since the PS2 days. Jerry Judy's got 98 speed, 97 acceleration, but 87 agility. CeeDee Lamb, who's much bigger and taller wide receiver, has an agility of 91. There's no way Lamb is quicker than Judy. EA should really concentrate on making the overall game better on Madden than just adding signature moves like it was a Mortal Kombat fighting game. I'm just saying.
I got to tell you, they had Jerry Judy going through those cones. I have never seen a guy flip around cones that quickly. He is ridiculous. Like, it's like you got to see it to believe it, coming around those cones and in and out of his brakes. Like, I can't wait to see somebody try to cover this dude.
Let's see. Horndog says the Madden rankings for our Dolphins suck. We got to get to a point where we have at least four players ranked 90-plus. Until then, no playoff wins or Super Bowl appearances. Tua is a 73 overall with a star ranking. We need him to be a superstar.
Well, they got to play in the NFL. You can't get, you know, let's give everybody a chance, O-lineman. Look at this draft. This draft's going to be the key to our future. What we just drafted is going to be the key as far as money, getting them on the cheap for the first 3 or 4 years to the future, man. That's why we have all those high picks. And if we're talking about them being okay, then we got a big problem. We got a big problem, South Florida.
And I got the leaked list of the top guys in the Dolphins. Byron Jones, 88. Kyle Van Noy, 86. Devontae Parker, 84. Xavier Howard, 82. Jordan Howard, 79. Gesicki and Matt Breda are 79. Raekwon, Devon, and Albert Wilson, 76.
All right, let's just stick in the 80s, man. You didn't have to go in the 70s on that.
Well, this is just they went through the top 10 guys on each team, and we don't have that many guys in the 80s. Forget about the 90s. Like, the Bills' top 10 are all in the 80s. The Pats' top 10 are all in the 80s, and the Jets have Frank Gore and Brian Winters at 79 in their top 10.
We got to earn it, man. It's okay. Right. We got to go out and earn it.
Yep. That's what that is so far. Good.
No, I was just going to say, did you say we're out of time?
I did not yet. I'm sure we are very close to it at this point. Dolphins don't have a top 200 player in the rankings.
Really?
That's what someone just texted in.
God.
Really? Yeah. That's scary. Right.
Can I just say this, man? It's hard to imagine Devontae Parker's not a top 200 player.
Right.
That's like, come on. Now, I know we weren't great, and I know we struggled in a lot of different areas last year, and I understand, but come on.
Wasn't he the best receiver in football for like half the season? Right. At least in fantasy.
Second half, he played in the 90s. That's what we'll do. Second half, Devontae played in the 90s.
Last one. Someone said, Jesus, Hollywood, scared of iguanas and scared of horses. This guy is soft. S-O-F, capital T. That's from DC Rob.
No, but he knows he's soft. Hey, we're out of time, you guys. Have a great one. We had so much fun today. Let's do it again tomorrow morning. Lebby and Stugatz coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.